Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From Hollywood, California, the Mutual Broadcasting System cordially invites you to 30 minutes of fun. How? Just meet me at Parkey. Yes, come on along, everybody. Come along to Parkey's restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Jane Morgan, Dick Trout, Harry Zimmerman and his 19 short orders, yours truly, Art Gilmore, and our genial host, the star of our show, Parkey Carson.
Oh, my, I think what I'll just sit down and relax for a few minutes and read a couple, two, three stories out of my little book here. Where is that book? Oh, yeah, here it is. The second reader. Let me for to see here. Oh, say, this is, looks like a good story. It's called My Little Musical Friends. John is a drummer boy. Paul is a trumpet player, and Bob plays the flute. Can you hear John beating his drum? Rub-a-dub, rub-a-dub, dub-dub. And hark! Paul is playing his trumpet. Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ra-ta-ta-ta. And now Bob joins them with his flute. Tweet-tweet, tweet-tweet-tweet. I love to hear all three play together. Rub-a-dub-dub, ta-ta-ta-ta-ra-ta, tweet-tweet. Isn't that beautiful music? Beautiful music. Even Spike Jonze sounds better than that. Oh, yes, sir. Did I come to see
you? You're the busboy, ain't you?
Yes, I am.
Well, I don't want to talk to you. I want to talk to the manager.
But I'm the manager.
Oh, you're kidding. Why, you look more like the dishwasher.
I am the dishwasher, yes.
Well, look, maybe I'd better talk to the proprietor.
That's me, too. What's on your mind?
Oh. Well, are you busy right now?
Well, as the busboy, I'm very busy. As the dishwasher, I'm taking a day off. As the manager, I'm in conference, but as the proprietor, I got nothing to do. What would you like?
What would I like?
Yes.
I'd like to make you very happy.
You would? Well, are you sure what you could make me happy? I mean, are you think what you could support me in the style to which I'm accustomed?
Yes.
Yes.
What I mean, sir, is how would you like to have me give you $10,000?
Oh, I would like that fine. Would you mind laying it there on the counter? My hands is all wet right now. Look, mister, I only see a salesman between 8 and 9 in the morning. You better come back tomorrow and you can give me the $10,000.
I'm not a salesman, mister. I'm a business builder.
A business builder? How do you mean?
I think up ways to build up your business. Mister, I have a scheme that'll bring enough additional people in here to make you an extra $10,000.
Really?
Yes, sir. You see that front door of yours?
Yes.
Well, where one person came in before, I'm going to have three people come in.
You are?
You know how I do it?
You widen the door?
No, we run a contest.
Run a contest? I don't want to run no contest.
Why not? Every big concern is doing it. Why, it's impossible to turn on your radio today without somebody running a contest.
Yeah.
That's the modern way of merchandising.
I know, but what kind of a contest could I run?
I got just the idea for you. Now,
yes?
I have in my bag here this big jar of beans.
Beans?
Yes, beans. Now, the way we do it,
yes,
we put this big jar of beans in your window.
Yes?
And the person who guesses the correct number of beans in the jar gets all his meals free for a whole month.
I give him free meals for a month? Yeah, but how's that going to help my business?
Well, don't you understand?
No.
This is a great attraction. Thousands of people will gather around outside your window, and they'll all come in to register their guests. But
yes,
before they register, to be able to win the prize, they'll have to purchase a meal in your restaurant.
Oh, I see, sir. That'd be pretty good. Nah, but I don't know if I want to go through all that trouble. I mean, when the contest is over, then I've got to stop and count all those beans to see who get the prize. I don't think I want to...
Ah, don't you worry about counting no beans, mister. These beans are already sorted, counted, and ready to go.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. With each and every jar, we tell you exactly how many are in there.
You do? You mean you know how many is in there? Tell me, how many?
Is anybody here?
Huh?
I mean, are we all alone here?
Well, it's just you and me and the beans.
Lean in.
Yes.
There are exactly 1,983 beans in that jar.
1,983, huh?
Not so loud. Everybody will hear the answer.
Oh, yes, I didn't think of that. We don't want nobody to know the answer, do we?
That's right.
Yes.
Now, sir, if you'll just give me $22.50.
Yes. $22.50 for a few beans?
I'm not charging you for the beans. I'm charging you for the idea. Isn't it worth $22.50 to you to make thousands?
Yeah, that sounds reasonable. Okay, here's your $22.50.
Well, thank you, sir. Goodbye, and good luck.
Yeah, thanks. Yes, and good luck to you, too. Hey, you know, Santon is right. This does be a good investment. I mean, $22.50, I'm going to make thousands, you know. Yeah, you know, in this world, you got for to take chances, even on crazy ideas. Just like Queen Isabella. If she didn't put up the money for Christopher Columbus, he never would have invented the electric light. You know. I better put this jar of beans in the window right away. Oh, he's better off. Hello, Betty.
Hello, Frankie.
Hi.
That big jar of beans.
Oh, I got to put that in the window right away, Betty. This be a contest, you know.
A contest?
Yeah, whoever guesses the number of beans in that jar gets free meals for a whole month. Say, Betty, how many beans do you think is in there?
I wouldn't have the slightest idea, Parky.
Oh, think of a number. Give a guess. Go ahead.
Oh, well, 1983.
Yeah. Hey, Betty, who told you there's been 1,983 beans in that jar?
Nobody. I just worded out the first number that came to my mind.
Well, that's pretty good bloody. You know, you guessed it exactly right.
I did?
Yes.
You mean I won the prize? I get free meals for a whole month?
Well, now, wait a minute. No, wait a minute. You couldn't win the prize because the rules of the contest says that certain people is not eligible, you know. You see, I mean, like employees or relatives or friends or acquaintances of the advertising agencies, you know, or a reasonable facsimile, you see. And also, this offer is not good in Canada. Unless you're a Canadian, and then you win a double prize in case of a tie. Something like that. That's the rule.
Oh, Parky, you fall for every wacky scheme that anybody ever brings in here, don't you?
How you mean wacky scheme, Betty? Why, this don't be no wacky scheme. This contest is going to increase my business by thousands of dollars.
Short Orders playing What Is This Thing Called Love? We'll be back with Parky in just a moment. The National Safety Council has broken down the various causes for traffic accidents. They've found that speeding, drinking before driving, and breaking traffic regulations are at the top. For pedestrians, the council reports, jaywalking and taking unnecessary chances in crossing streets cause more accidents than anything else. Again, we come back to something that we've mentioned before, personal responsibility. That's the key to safety on the highway. An important part of that personal responsibility is courtesy. Common courtesies that we all practice in our everyday life should not be neglected in driving. In addition, it might be wise to plan for the future now. More young people are driving cars these days than ever before, and they make up a large percentage of accident victims. Some states have found a solution that is beginning to pay big dividends in safety. They teach high school students to drive as part of the regular school curriculum. If this is not done where you live, do something about it. Encourage your school to teach children to drive. Safe and sane driving means more people alive to enjoy the pleasures of driving. And now, back to Meet Me at Parky.
Say, Betty, you know something? I'm beginning for to think what that contest idea is going to be so hard. I mean, look at that. Not even one person has stopped but to look at the jar of beans in the window, and I put them in there at least a half an hour ago.
Well, I don't think people even know that it's in the window, Parky.
Mm-hmm.
Well, couldn't you do something to that jar to make it look more attractive?
More attractive?
Uh-huh.
Look, Betty, the only way you could get a jar of beans to look more attractive is if you could get Lana Turner to stand in the window and hold it, you see?
Oh, Parky.
Oh, say, Betty, look who's becoming in now. The little lady from the sewing circle. Come right in, lady. Glad for to see you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Say,
yes.
Haven't you made some changes in your front window? What have you put in there that makes it look so different?
Beans.
Young man, I asked you a civil question, and the least you can do is to give me a civil answer.
No, that's a silver answer. That's what I got in my window, beans.
Beans?
Yes. See, I'm running a contest.
Oh, I just hate contests.
You do?
Heavens, yes. I went to a radio show once, and I won a washing machine.
Yes.
And when I got it home, it was the most frightening experience I ever had.
How could a washing machine be a frightening experience?
Every time I got in to wash myself, those darn paddles kept knocking me down.
Look, I heard that before. That's just an old joke. Huh? Yes.
It may be a joke to you, but I'm still black and blue all over.
Yeah. Well, you couldn't get hurt in my contest because the prize here is free meals for a whole month.
Free meals for a month?
Yes.
For what?
For guessing the exact number of beans in that jar. Say, lady, so long as you're here, why didn't you register your guess? How many beans is in there?
Oh, heavens. I'm no good at guessing things like that.
Yeah, I
wouldn't know whether there was 10 beans in that jar or 10 million.
Well, I'll give you a hint. It's between 10 and 10 million. Go ahead, guess. Pick a number.
Okay, 1983.
You know something, lady? You're right. That is the right answer. You won the prize.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Yes.
I won the prize.
You won the prize.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yes, that's nice, yes. Say, tell me something, lady. Of all the numbers in the world, how did you ever pick out 1983?
Well, that was the number that won the contest we held last week over at the sewing circle.
You had a contest over the sewing circle? You mean the fellow sold you a jar of beans over there, too?
Oh, mercy, no.
No?
They didn't use beans in their contest.
No?
They used me.
They used you? How could they use you in a contest?
Very simple.
Yes?
Instead of counting the beans in the jar,
yes,
they counted the bats in my belfry.
Her, of all the numbers, she had to pick up 1983. Now I got to give her free meals for a whole month. Yeah, for a whole month, I'll have to serve soup to nuts. Oh, say, I better wait on this man. Yes, sir, could I help you?
Yes, you can, lady.
Yes. Lady?
Pardon me, I do hope you'll excuse me.
Yes.
You see, I had my eyes examined this morning.
Yes.
They put drops in, and I can't see a gosh darn thing.
Guess what? You couldn't see anything if I look like a lady to you. What could I do for you, mister?
Well, I'm looking for my brother-in-law.
Yes.
He works here. His name is Hipple. H-I-P-P-L-E.
Hipple?
Yeah.
Don't be nobody works around here by the name Hipple.
Oh, yes, there is. Hmm? For the last 6 months, he's been working in this drugstore.
Drugstore?
These blocks are awful long down here in San Diego.
Yes. San Diego? Mister, you don't be in San Diego.
I'm not?
No.
Gee, I must have got on the wrong bus.
Oh.
I just can't see anything. Gosh, I'd better telephone home and have my wife come over here and get me.
I think you better.
Say, do you mind if I take those two nickels over there for this dime?
Well, two nickels, where do you see two nickels? Well, don't be two nickels. That's two frying pans.
Frying pans?
Yes.
Oh, those darn drops.
Say, mister, are you mean for to say with an account of putting those drops in your eyes, but you really can't see nothing?
Nothing at all.
I see. Say, how would you like to guess the number of beans in this jar here?
jar?
Yes. Where is it? Where is it? Right in front of you. Here, let me put your hands on the outside of the jar. Just feel it. How many beans would you say is inside? Just guess.
1983. Of course, that's just a wild guess.
Might have been wild before, but you sure tamed it down. You know, you guessed the exact number, mister. You won the prize.
I did?
Yes.
Well, what do you know? Yes. First thing I ever won in my life. What's the prize?
Get 3 meals here for a whole month.
3 meals for a month?
Yes.
Gee, that's wonderful. But, mister, I'm warning you now. Yes. You don't know what you're in for.
How do you mean I don't know what I'm in for?
Well, I've got the biggest appetite you ever saw. I can eat enough food for 6 men.
You could?
I sure can. Say, incidentally,
yes.
I don't even know what restaurant I'm in.
Yes.
I mean, I wouldn't know where to come back to get all these free meals that are coming to me.
Are you sure what you don't know what restaurant you'll be in?
No, those darn drops, I just can't see a thing.
Yes.
And, by the way, mister, what restaurant is this, anyway?
This is the Biltmore Hotel in San Francisco. Sure.
Our lovely Victor recording star singing Swing Low, Sweet Clarinet. Thank you, Betty. We'll be back with Parkey in just a moment. Well, here it is, the month of June, and that, of course, means that graduation day is close by. Many thousands of girls around the country are beginning to wonder about a career. Most of them, in looking around, are trying to figure out what sort of work they would like to do. Work that they will enjoy and that will give them personal gratification. Our suggestion is become a nurse. Think of the advantages of nursing. First of all, each student receives a professional education. This includes laboratory as well as classroom work in such interesting subjects as psychology, sociology, anatomy, and many others. She'll work under the supervision of skilled doctors and highly trained graduate nurses. As for companionship, the student nurse will meet many girls of her own age. Many girls interested in the same thing she is. She'll live in comfortable dormitories with her fellow students. When she graduates, she'll become a registered nurse and, in some cases, a Bachelor of Science as well. Nursing is a respected and highly valuable career. People look up to nurses. Thousands of bright, alert girls all over the United States are choosing nursing as their career. How about you?
Hey, Bailey, you know this contest is don't getting for to be no joke no more. Look at that. 17 people is coming this morning. Every one of the 17 guests, 1983. You know something? I'm starting for to get suspicious. I think there's something rotten in Denver. Don't you?
Well, Barkey, I wonder if it's possible that the number 1983 is printed somewhere on the jar where the people can see it.
No, I thought of that too, Betty. I looked all over that jar. It don't be nowhere on it.
Well, I can't understand it, Barkey.
Neither could I. Oh, my, here's something else I couldn't understand either. Here comes that big faker, Orville Sharp.
Well, 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 I believe my old friend, Mr. Pike Kirkus. Am I correct?
Yes, Mr. Sharp, you're correct, yes. Tell me, how do you feel today?
1983.
I got it. 1983?
Yep. And you can start serving me my first free meal right now.
Eh?
Hey, just bring me a big steak, those French fried potatoes. Get me Archidukes?
Archidukes?
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. What is this for a meal?
Well, didn't I just win the prize? I guessed the correct number of beans in the jar, didn't I?
Yes.
Can I get me free meals from it?
Yeah, but don't rush me. The free meals is not starting until the contest is over a week from next Monday.
A week from next Monday?
Yes.
Well, if I don't eat until then, I'll drop dead.
And if many more people win this contest, I'll join you. Boy, I'm sorry, but I never started the whole thing yet. The man told me I'm going to make thousands of dollars. Instead of that, it's going to cost me thousands of dollars.
Well, it's your own fault. You realize that, don't you?
No, I don't realize that. How do you mean it be my own fault?
Well, falling for all these phony contests.
Eh?
Don't expect me to offer you no symphony.
Offer me symphony?
Yeah. You'll do business with every crook who comes in here. Every Tom and Dick named Harry.
I do business with every Tom and Dick named Harry? I'd like to know what you're talking about.
Well, I mean to say that if you want to buy any contest ideas, why don't you buy them from me?
You sell contest ideas, too?
Oh, do I? Oh. My brother, I got an idea right now that I'm selling to one of the radio nutworks.
Nutworks?
Yes, sir. And in my contest, we're going to give away the biggest prizes that you ever heard about in your whole life.
You got the biggest prizes,
huh? Oh, yes, sir, I'll say so. Do you know what the first prize in my contest is going to be?
State of Texas?
That's the second prize.
What is the first prize?
The Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, no. What kind of a contest is this going to be anyway?
All right, I'll tell you. See,
yes?
You know, I select you from the audience, you see, and you walk up to the microscope.
Yeah, wait a minute. The microscope?
Yeah. See, and then I just ask you one simple question that any idiot can answer.
That should be easy for me, yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. Now, just as soon as you give me the right answer, I start throwing them hundreds of prizes.
You do,
eh? Yeah. All you got to do, you lean back and you catch them.
Yes, sure. What are all the prizes you throw?
Oh, well, we start off with a honeymoon cottage. See?
Honeymoon cottage?
Yeah, 43-room house. And
wait a minute. A honeymoon cottage is a 43-room house?
Yeah. And then you get a used car, see?
Yes.
If you don't want to take the car, you can take the equivalent in cash, $30,000.
I see.
Yeah, and then we give you a swimming pool. This is complete with clean water. Also, a beautiful 18-hole golf course right in the middle of Los Angeles.
Oh, wait a minute. There's don't be no room for having no 18-hole golf course right in the middle of Los Angeles.
Well, make room.
Is that all I get?
No, it is not all. Now I come to the piece of assistance.
Yes?
Yes. You also get a beautiful prefabricated 102-story office building.
A prefabricated 102-story office building?
Yes, sir. It comes complete with a screwdriver to put it together.
Say, Mr. Sharp, you mean for to say what you're going to give me all those prizes just if I answer one simple question?
That is all. That's all. Like to try it right now?
I certainly would. Go ahead, ask
him. All right, okay. Easy question.
Yes.
Now, I am thinking of a certain musical note.
Yes.
From which opera is this note taken?
That is the question?
That's the question.
You are thinking of one certain note, and I'm supposed to know from which opera that note is taken?
That is it, exactly. Can you tell me that note?
Why, of course I couldn't.
Oh, no, that's too bad. Not only do you lose all them big, beautiful prizes, but for not knowing the answer, you have to pay me $10 right now.
Why do I have to pay you $10?
How do you suppose we pay for all them prizes?
Ah, look, Mr. Sharp, just go away and do not bother me. I mean, don't stand by, because if you do, I'll hit you with the jackpot. You must think we'd be a big fool or something coming in here with all those crooked ideas of yours.
Oh, you've got a fine nerve speaking about crooked ideas when you just did business with the biggest crook in town.
Who? Biggest crook in town who?
Yeah, that guy you bought the bean contest from, Honest Phil.
Honest Phil, you know him?
Well, sure I know him. He's just a pretty thief.
He is?
Yeah. As soon as he sold you that jar of beans, he went down to the corner, he's selling everybody who passes by the answers for 50 cents.
Say he's selling everybody the answer.
That is right.
Now, I get it. No wonder everybody who comes in knows the right answer.
Hey, wait a minute. Quiet, yes? Quiet. Here comes Honest Phil now. Don't tell him that's what he's doing, will you? Wouldn't want him to get mad at me. You see, we belong to the same club. We are maternity brothers.
See.
Well, Mr. Pocococcus, how's the contest going? A lot of people been coming in?
Yes, yes. And everybody who's come in here has guessed the right answer, too. 1983.
Well, isn't that a coincidence?
Yeah, it sure is. But look, you don't think what I'm going to give all those people 3 meals for a month, do you? Especially when I happen for to know what you've been standing down on the corner there selling the answers to everybody for 50 cents.
So what? Yeah. Supposing I did.
Huh?
I happen to know the law on contests, and there's nothing in the law that says I can't sell the answers to anyone I please.
There isn't?
No. And another thing, I guaranteed each and every one of those people a sure winner. And the law says that you have to give everyone who guesses the right answer 3 meals for a whole month.
Does, huh?
Yes, sir. Sure looks like you're stuck.
Yeah, I guess what I sure am. Guess that I got to give all the people 3 meals for a month. But wait a minute, mister. Does there be anything in the law that says when I got to start to give him the meals?
No. Well, when are you going to start?
Well, you know the answer, in 1983.
This program came from Hollywood. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System. We'll be right back.